This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Region of Queens will spend about $24,000 to do a traffic study of a downtown Liverpool intersection that has seen its share of collisions and close calls. Last January, a 79-year-old woman was taken to hospital after being struck in the crosswalk at the intersection of Main and Market Streets. That reignited concern in the community about safety at the three-way stop. Adam Grant is the region's director of infrastructure. He told council this week the intersection regularly has peak traffic volumes of 200 to 250 vehicles.
Going back over the last year, we had lots of conversations regarding this intersection. Council raised concerns over the safety of it to pedestrians, motorists alike. We've been back and forth a few different times with the reports, different analysis, different investigation, I suppose, internally. On October 8th, council advised they'd like to have a comprehensive assessment done by a third party, which is why we're here today.
Grant said engineering firm CBCL will begin the study as early as February 17th. It will include looking at this intersection and others nearby and installing cameras to monitor traffic and pedestrian movement. The company will also interview pedestrians and motorists and use modeling software. He said it will be a broader study than one the region commissioned in 2015. Councillor Maddie Charlton said that many of the incidents seem to occur in one particular crosswalk.
As I sit here and digest this information over and over again and have for the past year, I'm curious why we couldn't just remove that crosswalk in that specific area, given that there are other substantial crosswalks in that area.
Grant said he's not a traffic expert and he's unsure whether that would be the best solution.
I think that this study is a good investment to assure that we have a path forward to provide the paramount safety at that intersection. So every leg of an intersection is considered a crosswalk. I'm not aware of anywhere that would have a prohibited crosswalk from occurring. So I think to do something like that, we need to go beyond who we have in this room to make that decision, provide some advice, and do it cautiously to make sure that we're getting the right solution, trying to solve the problem we understand.
In his report, Grant detailed 36 reported incidents in the area from 2009 to 2024, according to information provided by the Nova Scotia government. Five of those involved pedestrians being hit by cars in the crosswalk. Grant said the main focus of the study will be how to improve pedestrian safety in the area. Mayor Scott Christian said he understands Charlton's desire to address the issue as quickly as possible.
But certainly we want to be well informed with respect to making the decision. Certainly don't want to drag our feet on it. I know that this was something that was batted about a bit in the past, and it is a priority concern to be addressed for public safety.
The study will be funded from the region's accumulated surplus of $6 million. Grant said the company could report back to councillors as early as May. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.